Faster My, good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. That was Thomas Bull with his reinterpretation of Woody Guthrie's Hard Travelling from the album A Fast Train Whistles Down. I think it sounds great, but Thomas seems to be a rather enigmatic person to get any information about on the internet. But I think that's the banjo of Dan Walsh, and Dan will be heading to an institute near you in February next year. Now here's a lively version of a classic, staying with that American feel.
Bogs and underbrush, I made my weary way. Through windfalls thick with devil's clubs, my aching feet did stray. Till at last, by the evening star, some higher ground I gained. And there I met with a Creole gal by the legs of Pontchartrain. Good evening to you, Creole gal. My money is no good. Although I fear the gators, well, I must sleep in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turn a stranger out from the lakes of Pontchartrain. She took me to her mammy's house, she treated me right well. The hair around her shoulders in them jet black ringlets fell. I try to describe her beauty, but I find the words in vain. So beautiful, that Creole gal by the lakes of Pontchartrain. didn't marry me. She said that could not be, because she loved a sailor and he's far away at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain, even though he never did come back to the lakes upon her train. So farewell, farewell, you Creole gal, I'll ne'er see you no more. I'll ne'er forget your kindness in that cottage by the shore. And at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain, and a drink of health to the Creole gal by the lakes upon your train.
That's how you do it. Martin Simpson there with the Lakes of Pontchartrain. That was from his album Purpose and Grace. And in promoting that album, Martin performed at the Centenary Centre. Do you remember that? It was a great gig. He had one of the best bands I've ever seen. BJ Cole on pedal steel, Andy Cutting on melodeon, Keith Angel on drums, Andy Seward on bass. Such a great gig. Do you remember it? If you do, tell me about it, because now you can get in touch by emailing folkshow@maxradio.com. For any reason at all, of course, but it'd be good to hear if you remember that particular gig. From one very different interpretation of a well-known song to another. This is a band called the Bonnie Light Horsemen, which features on this version of the song of the same name the exquisite voice of the genius artist Aeneas Mitchell.
For her mate as she flies, tell me where. this white world is my own true love, she cries. And where in this white world is there one who can compare with my Bonnie Light Horseman who was slain in the war? Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the war he did go, broken heart. Broken-hearted, I wander. Broken-hearted, I'll remain. Since my body lied, horseman, in the war he was slain.
That comes from one of my favourite albums of recent years. Easy to find, as the song, album, and artist are all called Bonnie Light Horseman. I've got their new album on pre-order and I'm sure to play something from it as soon as I get my hands on the CD. Now, there's some very special music happening this weekend around the island, and here's Susan Coyle to tell you about it.
Do you love music? Do you love traditional music? Well, if you do, this weekend that's coming up on the Isle of Man is definitely for you. It's on October the 21st to the 23rd in pubs all around Douglas. All musicians are welcome. Bring your instruments and please join in. All the sessions are free. The participating pubs are O'Donnell's, The Manor, The Bridge, 1886, The Rover's Return and The Saddle. Musicians are coming here from all over, from Ireland, from England, Scotland, Wales and even from the United States. On the Saturday, the 22nd, there'll be workshops held on Saturday morning, set dancing by a very famous set dancing tutor called Joe McGoran. In the afternoon, Eileen O'Brien will be presenting a film that she has compiled about her father's life, who was a very famous button accordion player. And she's also launching a CD of his tunes. So I'd love to see you all there. Don't forget, October the 21st to the 23rd in Douglas, Isle of Man.
Since Susan sent me that introduction, there's been several other things added to the weekend, including a warm-up session on Thursday night at the Black Dog Pizza in Peel. The other sessions are all detailed on a post that's been all over social media, but here's a quick summary. Friday from 8 in the Manor and the Bridge, Saturday at O'Donnell's in 1886 and the Rover's Return, from 1 o'clock until late, and Sunday at the Prospect again from 1 o'clock till late. There's also a Survivors session on Monday morning at the Saddle. The workshops are on Saturday morning is the step dancing workshop and the tunes workshop plus that film and CD launch on Saturday afternoon. And details about that are on Facebook or by ringing 493365. In addition to those presenting the workshops, there are many special visiting musicians over for the weekend, including Finbar McGee, the singer-songwriter from Belfast, Megan Neil Browning and Jeff Hardman. The last three all feature on a Jeff Hardman and Friends CD called You've Asked Me to Sing. And from it, here are Jeff's polkas. Sorry we didn't ask you to sing, Jeff, but maybe at the weekend.
Thank you.
So that's a taste of what you can hear at the Trad Weekend, which is happening this weekend all around Douglas and in Peel on Thursday night. There's other music happening this forthcoming week as well. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at the Railway in Douglas is Blues Night, and we'll see you there. It may not be folk, but it's certainly roots. Here's a message from our Scottish correspondent.
Hello, this is Isla Callister, and you are listening to The Folk Show on Manx Radio. This is a track from my band Trip's debut album, A Drop for Neptune, and it's called The Arabic. It's a song written by hugely talented Irish guitarist and singer John Doyle, and he wrote it about his great-grandfather's emigration from Ireland on a ship called the SS Arabic. We hope you enjoy it, and good on my mūrau san geistach.
Soil through hardship and toil, Roscommon's rough lands they own me. Digging potatoes and ploughing the earth is my family, long did before me. But I swore I would furrow and plant my own seed, rise from my knees and stand proudly. America has hold or some foreign shore would grant me the life I dream of, surely. So I saved up the money, my passage to pay, and I braved the world early one morning. I bid adieu to my family among grief and tears, as they feared there was no returning. On the white star lay, not soon sail away, although the great war was still raging. I walked along to Queenstown made way, till the Arabic it loomed far above me. Who knows what fate brings, what life has in store? We peer through the looking glass dimly, as I stepped on board and the steerage went toward. Below decks a dread chill spread o'er me. Zagged our course through fear of the worst, and the worst plowed its course far below me. U-24, the scourge of the sea, spied us and soon we made ready. Torpedoes were loosed and our ship was reduced to a watery grave, sinking steadily. The lifeboats were cast and the men entered last, but there were jumped in the sea and a blast wounded me, and the blood it ran thick and ran freely. Fast approaching, spying the lifeboat has swam to its side, but they beat me with oars for encroaching. But a lady on board took pity on me as I stole my last breath and was sinking, grabbing my arm to keep me from harm. She held me and saved me from drowning.
We got back on shore, safe and secure, and they led us all to the infirmary. 3 months I spent there wondering why I was spared. Among all ones I given mercy, some live and some die. There's no reason why the spinners weave their webs in mystery. Now I'm back on my land and fate lends a hand as the roots of Roscommon weave around me.
Thank you.
That was Down North from the brilliant new album from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle, recorded with the help of Culture Vanin. It also features extra fiddle by Thomas Callister, brother, of course, of Isla, who introduced the previous track by her band Trip. How about that for a link? I spend hours planning this stuff for you, you know. I'm very much hoping to record a chat with Elizabeth and Daniel when they return from tour. The last I heard, they were in Estonia. Now a song by Fellow Pinins, an Oregon-based award-winning contemporary folk duo, it says on their website. Great vocal harmony and song craft. The duo consists of Danny Albert, clawhammer banjo and bouzouki, and Ian George, guitar and mandolin. And this is their interpretation of the American classic folk song, Silver Dagger.
Sing love songs, you wake my mother. She's sleeping here right by my side. And in her right hand, a silver dagger. She said that I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you again, love and lies. And the very next evening,
that was Fellow Pinins from their album Lady Mondegreen. The word Mondegreen is an interesting one. It actually means a misheard popular phrase or song lyric, and it was coined by the writer Sylvia Wright. As a child, she heard the Scottish ballad The Bonnie Earl of Murray and thought that one of the lines went, "Ye highlands, ye lowlands, or where have you been? They have slayed the Earl of Murray and Lady Mondegreen." Where, of course, the actual lyric was "laid him on the green." And when she realised much later in her life, she coined this new word, Mondegreen, to mean a mistaken hearing of a lyric. Now for something very different. I listen to a lot of world music, and for want of a better term anyway, and first heard this artist many years ago on the Andy Kershaw Radio 1 programme. But this summer I had the chance of seeing him live. So here's Kanda Bongo Man, who's the master of the Congolese soukous music. Thank you. So you can take a break from dancing now. If you enjoy that sort of music from all around the world and would like to hear more of it on the show, then let me know. You can get in touch by emailing folkshow@maxradio.com. Just as a Mr. M. Gallup of Staveley in Cumbria did, asking to hear Bert Jansch singing The Currors of Kildare.
The winter has passed, another summer's come at last, and the small birds are singing in the trees. Oh, the little hearts are glad, ah, but mine is very sad, for my true love is far. I'll wear and I'll comb back my hair. In garlands of green I will appear, and it's straight I will.
take what's mine. I can leave them all behind. They can never cross that line. When I get to the border, Sawbones standing at the door, waiting till I hit the floor. He won't find me anymore. When I get to the border, Monday morning, Monday morning, closing in on me. I'm packing up and I'm running away to anybody picks on me. If you see a box of pine with a name that looks like mine, just say I drowned in a barrel of wine.
Two legends of British folk there. Bert Jansch followed by such a great Richard Thompson track, When I Get to the Border, from the classic Richard and Linda Thompson album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. I just love the outro section with Thompson's snarling electric guitar mixing it up with Crumb Horns, Dulcimer and John Kirkpatrick's accordion. Coming right up to date now, many of you will remember when the duo Edgelarks played at the Institute in Laxey in March 2020. It was the last gig they did before COVID hit. Phil and Hannah are involved in a variety of projects at the moment, including looking after their daughter, born just last year, and the duo is on hold for the moment. But one of the outlets for their creativity is the duo Sykes Martin, where Hannah teams up with the double bassist and singer Miranda Sykes. And here's a track from their album, Unquenching Fire, which was produced by Phil and just released a few months ago. This is Lovely on the Water.
As I walked out one morning in the springtime of the year, I overheard a sailor boy, likewise a lady fair. They sang a song together, made the valley about them ring, all the birds in the spray and the meadows gay, proclaimed the lovely spring. Said William to Nancy, oh, I soon must sail away, for it's lovely on the way. music played. A queen she do want see men, oh, I will not stay and show. I'll brave the wars for my country, where them plundering cannon roar, they roar. Poor Nancy fell and fainted, but he quickly brought her. Bounty, and that must do for thee, for to help the aged parents while I am on the sea. For Tower Hill is crowded with women weeping so, for their sons are gone to face the war, where them blundering cannon roar, they
saw Hannah Miranda perform this summer and it was fab, so go and see them if you get the chance. I'll leave you with the mostly instrumental track from the dramatic album, Big Machine, from Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band. Eliza had put together a band fit to headline any festival stage, but sadly the cost of keeping such a big band on the road and COVID meant that the project was unsustainable. The album is amazing though.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining me this week. I hope you can join me again next week on the Manx Radio Folk Show for more folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and all over the world. Don't forget about Blues Club tomorrow night in the Railway and all those amazing sessions that are happening in pubs from Thursday night onwards. Well, Thursday night in the Black Dog Pizza Oven and then pubs in Douglas on Friday, Saturday during the day, Saturday night, Sunday during the day, Sunday night and Monday morning. Also, don't forget to get in touch with me on folkshow@manxradio.com. See you next week.